This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian forces pounded Ukraine's eastern Donbas region on Saturday, but failed to capture three target areas, Ukraine's military said, while Moscow said Western sanctions on Russia and arms shipments to Ukraine were impeding peace negotiations. The Russians were trying to capture the areas of Lyman in Donetsk and Severodonetsk and Popasna in Luhansk, the chief general staff of Ukraine's armed forces said in a daily update. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in remarks published Saturday, said lifting Western sanctions on Russia was part of the peace talks, which he said were difficult but continued daily by video link. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has insisted since the Russian invasion began on February 24th that sanctions needed to be strengthened and could not be part of negotiations. He said on Friday there was a high risk the talks would end because of what he called Russia's playbook on murdering people. Ukraine accuses Russian troops of atrocities in areas near the capital Kyiv that they previously occupied. Moscow denies the claims. Lavrov said that if the United States and other NATO countries were truly interested in resolving the Ukrainian crisis, they should stop sending weapons to Kyiv. In Washington, U.S. President Joe Biden's proposed $33 billion aid package for Ukraine, which includes $20 billion for weapons, has received bipartisan support in the U.S. Congress. After failing to capture Kyiv in a nine-week assault that has turned cities to rubble, killed thousands, and forced 5 million Ukrainians to flee abroad, Russia is now focusing on the east and south of Ukraine. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some other headlines from around the world today. A Palestinian man and an Israeli guard are killed in separate West Bank incidents following a day of clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police at Jerusalem's Flashpoint Al-Aqsa Mosque. Beijing residents will need clear COVID tests to enter public spaces, officials say, announcing fresh virus controls at the start of a Labor Day holiday muted by creeping infections in the capital. And China's manufacturing activity in April slumped to its lowest level since February 2020, official data shows, the latest sign of economic pain as Beijing doggedly pursues its zero COVID response. Germany brings a case against Italy before the International Criminal Court of Justice on the grounds that Rome is continuing to claim World War II compensation. The death of an 18-year-old Mexican student has unleashed anger against authorities accused of negligence over the murders and disappearances of thousands of women each year, few of which receive as much attention. Indonesia faces down U.S. opposition and invites Russian President Vladimir Putin to the G20 summit in November, as well as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, its leader says. And Indonesia's decision to suspend palm oil exports in the face of domestic shortages has pushed vegetable oil prices to new highs, further tightening a market already on edge due to the war in Ukraine and global warming. Black and Asian community leaders gather in the U.S. city of Los Angeles to mark 30 years since the U.S. was engulfed in violence in the wake of the acquittal of four police officers for the brutal beating of Rodney King. Former U.S. President Donald Trump postpones a controversial rally at which he was set to appear with a political candidate accused of sexually assaulting eight women, citing bad weather and the possibility of tornadoes. U.S. President Joe Biden and Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador meet virtually to discuss unprecedented flows of migrants and refugees at the U.S. southern border, a major political headache for the White House ahead of November elections. And the Eurovision Song Contest is back in 2 weeks' time. Russia will be excluded, and Ukraine is the hot favorite to take the crown. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, reporting for VOA News.